I pray now, keep calm, Gonzalo.
Where is the master?
Do you not hear him? You mar our labor. Keep your cabins. You do assist the storm.
Hey, good. Be patient.
Oh, when the sea is. Hence, what cares these roars for the name of king? The cabin, silence, troubles now.
Good, yet remember whom thou hast aboard.
None of my love than myself. Down with the topmast!
Of sea for an acre of barren ground. For I fain die and cry again.
Thank you. Guest workers in the German society. Of course, I didn't understand a word of what they spoke. As soon as they put the baby down and no longer had the physical contact, bodily contact with the child, they started to sing almost in one language after another.
Herr Buchjewan, the babies.
Dutch.
I heard them use these melodies.
Usna.
Russian.
Usna.
To reach the child, to remain in touch with the baby.
F.O.P.
Yiddish.
F.O.P.
So the next day I brought my tape recorder.
Anne Fernol took her tape recorder from that hospital and traveled all over the world recording parents as they talked to their very little babies. And it didn't matter whether the parents spoke a romance language or a tone language. Everywhere she went, below the words, she heard consistently the same melodies. For example,
I'll start with approval.
When a parent wanted to praise a child,
we would ask the parents to show the baby they were happy.
Good boy, now you go.
Just using their voice, show him you're happy with him.
Acha teri gaadi kidhar hai gaadi?
Hindi.
Ai sabe qual o cavalo?
Portuguese.
É esse, pois, esse é o cavalo.
And what these things had in common was that the melody was a kind of a rise-fall.
Damn.
Good girl. Good girl.
You got it. Yeah. Good girl, sweetie.
So it doesn't matter what words the parents are saying. It's always really about this melody.
And why that particular melody?
All she knows is it worked.
There's something about this melody that keeps the child doing something.
There are, she says, other categories she discovered.
Now, with a prohibition in contrast, your goal is to stop the child from doing something.
The category that says stop.
Quite a different melody. It's short.
Stop.
It's sharp.
Stop.
In musical terms, it's staccato.
There is the category of look, pay attention to that.
Mothers frequently use rising pitch.
Nora, look. Look, sweetie.
They frequently use higher pitch.
A unicorn?
So far, Anne Fernald has found four universal melodies that praise, that stop, that call attention, and of course, melody that comforts.
No, Julie, no, non piangere.
And while this may seem obvious to you if you think about it, this is music that is understood by infants who are just new in the world. But we all know what it means. We all know these songs.
We're used to thinking of sounds as being about something. Speech is always about something. But it feels to me more like touch. Touch isn't about something. If you whack me on the arm in a sudden, sharp way, I'm going to be startled. Or a gentle touch has a different effect. And I think, you know, actually, sound is kind of touch at a distance.
Yeah.
ပါလာစုချွေ young, pay young, I limbe.
That honey, me and my beer, take that yell, Bazi.
Mama, they don't come to you.
Lava, they don't come to you.
Mama,
young, ye,
young, ye.
Come, Yahweh, I'll maze.
Go die, no, dear. Can't come, young, bole. Down, young, be bunny, young, when I'm bad. Then Sunday, go, young, well.
You be the bow to me, I be. If you think I'm in my age, I'll bow me out of here.
Now? Okay. You're listening
to radio.
I'll continue. We here report the first large-scale study comparing the prevalence of absolute pitch in two normal populations by means of...
This is Professor Diana Deutsch.
Diana Deutsch. Well, yeah, I'm going to turn down my headphone level. And I'm a professor of psychology at the University of California, San Diego.
Can you still hear me, Diana?
Okay. Hello?
Diana studies sound. How humans perceive sound. She's a scientist. She has a lab. But every so often, she will also release CDs.
Right.
These CDs of audio demonstrations that she uses in her research, and that's why we called, because it was in the production of her second CD that she stumbled onto the weirdest phenomenon.
Well, I'll tell you what happened is that when you do post-production, as you know, of speech, you loop things so that you can zero in on P's that sound too loud, you need to unpop, or S's that sound too sharp, and so on. So you put things on loops in order to fine-tune the way the speech sounds. So I had this particular phrase on a loop and forgot about it.
What phrase was this?
It's a phrase that occurs at the beginning of the CD in which I say, the sounds as they appear to you are not only different
from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
Now, I had sometimes behaved so strangely looped.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely.
Just those few words.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
And forgot about it.
Sometimes behave so strangely. Sometimes behave so strangely.
So here's what happened. Diana sometimes leaves her studio. She closes the door, goes into the kitchen to make sometimes some tea. All the while, this loop is whirring away in the background. As she's so sipping strangely her tea, she thinks, is someone so singing? Strangely. Who's singing?
I heard what sounded like song in the background.
She realized, wait a second. That's not singing. That's me talking.
That very phrase.
So strangely.
But at this point,
sometimes behave so strangely.
It appeared to be sung
sometimes
rather than spoken.
So strangely. Sometimes behave so strangely.
This is
sometimes behave so strangely.
Right? Yeah. You still hear the words, but they're sung words rather than spoken words.
It's weird. Like, it just switches at a certain point. Three or four repetitions in.
Right.
It's going, and then pow! Becomes music. And then now none of us can get it out of our head. Like, the whole office is like, sometimes behave so strangely.
sometimes behave so strangely.
And you know what? If you do this demo and then you go back to the original sentence, it sounds like, you know, speech to begin with. And when you come to that very phrase, I seem to be bursting into song.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible.
I have to say, this can continue for months and months. It's sort of like your brain gets altered for that particular phrase, and it continues to sound like singing for a very, very long time.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
All right, so here we have just one small indication that music is... Well, it behaves very strangely. I mean, think about this. We started with some basic speech, repeated it a few times. Somewhere along the way, it leapt into song. How did it change like that? And if that's all it takes to turn something into music, then what exactly is music?
got a better life coming.
You've left at last. I knew you could. Leaving nothing to remember you by, except how to be happy and how not to care anymore.
Sneeze.